possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Title of the article is, Why Does Your Brain Go Blank? The answer is, like you said, Steve, meetings.
I'm telling you, man.
Zoom.
And honest to God, as you go, I read through this article and I'm like, this is why your mind goes blank in meetings.
Yeah.
It'll make sense.
Not really does. Sometimes your brain seems like it's not working. That might actually be a sign that it's doing its job very well, according to popular science. They say, according to a study published by cognitive neuroscientists, mind blanking, those strange moments where nothing's going on upstairs, might occur between 5% and 20% of the time. These are those moments when you just zone out, don't remember what you're thinking, just stop paying attention. Think about it this way. When you walk into a room and go, why did I walk in here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
That's right.
And then you stop
about
for
that.
A minute, and you, it takes you about, and then 20 seconds later, maybe you have to walk out first. Then
walk
you'll figure
back
it
out. The one thing I read about that, it's a transitional something, and it's the idea that if the thing you need to do in the other room or the thing you need to grab in the other room is not of paramount importance, your brain, just the way we operate, when you step from one place to another, even if you're just walking from your living room to the kitchen, for whatever reason, when you step into the kitchen, your brain kind of restarts again, right? So
yeah.
Now you're, but you forget why you went into the kitchen. All you know is that you need to be in the kitchen. Now you're in the kitchen, but you have no idea why the hell you're there. And they said it's just a weird thing. Once you walk through a room, for whatever reason, that's why it happens. You laughing at me sitting so close?
Yes, yeah. Sorry.
Hey, man, look.
I assume I know why, but it's just odd.
We're working
you're right
on some stuff, all right? Mike said, hey, man, just slide a little closer to Miles as we work on this stuff. And I said, man, that's fine. But
I thought you were just thinking I was sexy.
Well, I thought he was looking at your computer, but I'm like, he's talking. He's finishing a thought.
No,
one more thing I got to do at the next break, too.
Yeah.
One more thing I
got to
do at the next break.
What? Oh, my God.
That's all I'm thinking.
All right.
That's all I'm thinking.
Okay. Then if that's the resolution to this, yeah, I can see why. Is it possible that
I think this
play?
Is perfect.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
We'll explain it later.
What's as close as you are now, you can't be farting. That would be
what
assault.
Do you mean I can't?
You're so close to Lyle.
I wish I had to fart right now. To me, this is the place to do it. I know.
Yeah.
I do it on the elevator when we're in there. I walk into BD's office, I'll blow it out.
Yesterday, I want to show him something on my computer, right? But I'm eating a cup of clam chowder, and he farts all the way around the desk and then gets as close as he can to me, and I've got my mouth open, like with a spoon in my mouth, and I'm just basically eating his farts.
You're welcome.
And clam chowder.
And clam chowder.
That just seems like the worst thing to have.
It really does. Yeah, for whatever reason, clam chowder might be the last thing I want to eat when someone else farts. Sorry, man.
Sometimes when he farts in the office, if I have my lunch, I'll just get up and leave. I'll just put the top back on, like, I'll come in here, look at this computer.
What went wrong because you weren't paying attention? 206-803-RUN.
I don't know why, but it is making me nervous. Like, what? What do you want?
I know. I feel uncomfortable sitting here.
All right, good.
I don't like it. It's just too close. It's like we're pilots or something.
Right?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hello, Conrad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boy.
Hola.
All right. So this is back when I was young and dumb. In high school and college, my summer job was working on the railway. We were double-tracking the CP mainline up in interior British Columbia, kind of out of the middle of nowhere. I was working with a group of about 10, 12 guys in our section gang. Anyway, my job was after they built the skeleton track, I'd go behind and put on these J-hook anchors around the railway ties to keep them straight so they didn't get crooked. And I'd tap them on with a hammer and come back later with the machine and clamp them on. So this day, I think it was like the summer of 86, I'm bent over, tapping on these J-hooks, and all of a sudden I see that in my peripheral vision, this big, fluffy, black bundle of stuffed animal, which I thought it was. When I open up, it's a beautiful young bear cub. And it was only 4 or 5 feet away from me, and it was so fluffy and so cute, it was so passive, I just wanted to go touch it and pet it. I mean, that's the first thing reaction I had.
Yeah, and that's so the normal reaction.
Did you think the mom might be around?
Thank you, it's a cub.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I didn't clue into that. That's the dumbass part comes in, right? So I start taking...
Oh, look at your little baby bear. Come here, fella. Come here.
Yeah. Exactly. So I see my crew is about 50, 60 yards to the south of me down the track. They're waving their arms back and forth, like crossing their arms. They start pointing at me, and I stand up like, what's the problem, guys? What's going on? And that's when it clues into me, like, uh-oh, if there's a cub, that means mom is not far behind.
Yes! Yes!
So I turn around, there's the mama bear, big, huge-ass bear, holy smokes.
Oh, bear, big-ass bear.
You're like, big, huge-ass, yeah.
Yeah. It sucker's staring me down. And I took a quick look at the cub, and by the time I look back at the mama bear, she's starting to charge at me.
Oh.
So I start running towards the guys at the section gang, thinking, oh my God, I got to outrun this thing. Don't fall, don't trip. I'm wearing, you know, big, heavy steel tool boots, running into this gravel, and I'm just spitting it up, and I'm like, I'm going to die. This is the last day of my life. I'm like, what's going to happen? And at the same time, the guys from the crew, one of the guys drives these great big John Deere tractors with a bucket on it. He starts boogieing towards me on the track.
Uh-oh.
Okay, hopefully we can catch it. So I do a shoulder check about 20 to 30 seconds into my run, and now the mama bear has passed the cub and split that gap of 60 yards, and he's only like 30 yards behind me now. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so close, it's so close. Anyway, I meet up with the tractor, get in there, jump in the bucket. He raises the bucket up like 10 feet in the air, and the mama bear stops about 15, 20 yards from us and just opens its mouth, and I expected a louder growl, kind of like a lion would do. He made a grunting sound, but it wasn't as loud as I thought it would be, but it was still pretty intimidating seeing that wild bear that close.
I thought you were going to tell me that Mama Bear kept running and ripped him out of the cab. And
hi.
No.
Hey, I want to thank you for keeping an eye. Wow, man, that is yeah. I'm assuming that's the closest you've been to a bear.
What's that?
I'm assuming that's the closest you've ever been to a bear.
Closest I've ever been to a bear, other than in a cage, and then to death too, I would say, because that's pretty much a sure thing. If I were another 15, 20 seconds, or if he was further away, I mean, the guys are further away, I don't think I could have outrun it. I was exhausted by then. It was probably a 45 second sprint. In, you know, work gear, and I don't know if I could have gone much further.
So if you've ever been up to Whistler, they have a giant tram that goes from one mountain, one side of the mountain to the other.
Yeah.
It's pretty high up there, but it's all snow-covered, so you can see everything. I saw three bears on that one ride over.
Black bear?
Oh, in between the two mountains. Three bears just hanging out on the side of the hill. I'm like, they just need to walk up the hill. I mean, there's the people skiing.
No, they're hoping you fall.
And they do have those videos up there at Whistler of bears. They're like
chasing skiers.
They're not even chasing them. Like, they're passing them. They're like running beside them. It's like, you know, like,
Jesus,
they're just playing. Like, I mean,
worst one I saw, I think, was a moose.
They have moose up there.
And
too.
The dude's like snowboarding, and the moose is just
hauling ass. Hauling
down the hill. And it's like the moose just, and I know they're aggressive. It just seems pissed at that dude.
Mm-hmm. Is it closing the gap on him?
He gets close, but the snowboarder ends up getting away, and the moose kind of gives up.
That's
but there's definitely
think.
A period where I don't think he realizes the moose is that close.
Yeah.
Because he's still kind of making turns as opposed to
and
just
and he doesn't
going.
Know it's that close, yeah.
Yeah.
What went wrong because you weren't paying attention? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was 17, unfortunately, I was in a juvenile drug court program, and because of that I was on house arrest for the weekend, where I was supposed to call in every hour between the hours of 8 a.m and 8 p.m and since I didn't have an ankle monitor, my neighbor needed some yard work done, I needed some money, so I went to my neighbor's and ended up cutting my finger off with the hedge trimmer.
Jesus.
Did you go to Wendy's afterwards?
Do you have super long fingers? How did you pull this off?
So it got jammed up, and it was like an electric plug-in Black & Decker one, those old-school ones, right? Yeah. And it was jammed up, and I didn't pay attention. My finger was still on the trigger when I went to pull the stick out of it. And it got the tip pretty good. So he heard me yelling that my dad's neighbor and runs outside, and he's like, oh, you need to go to the hospital. So we go to the hospital, not thinking much about it, and I come home and call in the rest of the day. And so the next week I had drug court, and I ended up doing a week in jail because I was at the neighbor's house doing yard work.
So you cut your fingertip off and had to spend a week in jail?
Yep. Yep, pretty much.
Man, that is crappy.
Good times.
That is crappy. You got to pay attention, man. And, you know, just working in kitchens, it's always, if you're chopping something, always look at what you're chopping. Yeah. And I knew that, and that was my golden rule. Only one time did I not do it. And the worst part about it was, I swear to God, I looked up for like one half of 1 second. I was cutting potatoes. It was an open kitchen. The waitress asked me a question. I'm still looking down, cutting the potatoes. She asked me something else. All I did was look up just to make eye contact with her.
Yeah.
In that split second of me looking up at her, I cut basically my fingerprint off. Mm. And you can barely see it now. Like, it's a little...
Yeah. Yeah.
You can barely
see
it now. So, and it's when I looked at my finger, basically, if you're looking at the palm of your hand, so it's my middle finger, and it looked like I was wearing a hood, because where your fingerprint is was gone, just sitting on the cutting board. And it's just kind of fat and everything underneath. And I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me, right? I mean, a billionth of a second I look up, it happens that fast. Had to go to the hospital. It wasn't a big deal. They basically super glued it back on, and eventually it kind of grew back. But I thought, if I ever have to get fingerprinted, they'll be like, bro, we know it's you.
Buddy came over, and we were just throwing a bunch of food together, and whatever he brought over, he needed to cut something up. So he takes the cutting board out, starts cutting with my knife. He's like, these knives really need to be sharpened. He's like, you know, I can sharpen knives. I've got a whole thing.
Okay.
It's like, I do it all the time. And I'm like, no, because I'll cut my finger off. They need to be slightly dull in my world. Dude, ideally, anyone would rather use
the knife. As far as hurting yourself, like, you in the end,
I'm convinced,
you do about the same amount of damage because it's how much pressure, right, you're putting on.
Yeah, like tip down, but bang, it's
right.
gone.
But the sharp thing, it's a cleaner cut. It is easier to fix. And more importantly, from my point of view, it does not hurt as much. a dull knife. Okay. When you cut through yourself, right, with a dull, like, I'm telling you, it's like tenfold worse.
Really?
I swear to you. Like, okay. A sharp knife sometimes, when we get our knives, like, super sharp.
If you're going to cut yourself with a knife, it better be sharp.
Correct.
You want it to be sharp.
Sometimes
you don't even know you've cut yourself until you see blood on the cutting board, because it's that quick, and it's like the mandolin, right? That blade is razor sharp.
It just happens.
By the time you realize that you've basically taken all the skin off your knuckles or whatever it is, like, it's because you see blood in your food. Right, yeah. Then it hurts.
I saw a mutual friend, this won't shock you, but Veggie Dog keeps his knives very sharp.
I believe that.
So our other buddy may have had a couple more beverages than we had.
Marchand?
Not going to say who.
But someone who looks like Sean.
The three of us. And VD nicely, he goes, these knives are very sharp. And VD said, they are very sharp. I keep them super sharp. You're a little drunk. I don't think you should chop up that celery. I can do it. I'm not that drunk. I swear to God. Not even perfect. 30 seconds later. He's holding like his finger. He's like sucking on it. It's like, you just cut yourself, didn't you?
No.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right? I was like, God damn it.
He just told you.
I mean, he just told you don't do it.
What went wrong? Because you weren't paying attention. 206-803-ROD.
He usually listens to people when he's drunk.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.